Got
So
it.
this is going to be Shabbat Chanukah. We're going to start in Chanukah, and we're going to look at Yitzchak, at the Pachad Yitzchak. Well, Yitzchak correctly. But the Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner, was bothered by Chanukah, but we do it wrong. You know the joke about every Jewish holiday, right? They tried to kill us, we won, let's eat. That's what happened. But that's not what we do on Chanukah. We don't tell the story, we don't eat on Chanukah. That's not the mitzvah of Chanukah. It's obviously missing so that our communal customs have grown up. We invent latkes and sufganiyot to shove in our faces, fill this gap that we don't have this sort of ceremonial meal where we tell the story. But that's
and also dairy. Doesn't the Talmud mention dairy?
The Talmud doesn't mention that at all.
It doesn't mention dairy?
Nope. It's a thing. But it's not in the Talmud, right? That's folk Judaism. That's stuff we do.
Oh.
You read Mishpacha magazine, it's full of all these kremzlach and all these other dairy recipes. And we had cheese spinach buns from Mishpacha for Hanukkah that Meira made. I mean, it's there. I mean, all these things, obviously we're Jews, we eat. But the actual takana is the lighting the miracle, is lighting the candle. It's we're reenacting the miracle. We're not talking about it. That's a fundamental difference. Right? We tell the story of the revolution of the Chashmonim when we say Al Nisim, but the Al Nisim doesn't say anything about Nes Pach HaShemen. Doesn't say anything about the oil and the light landing for 8 days. Right? Now, it's just the vow itself. So this is the way Huttner puts it. Well, then there's a general rule, Gemara and Pesachim in lots of places, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en D'Oraita Tikkun. Any Rabbanan mitzvah was made in the style of the mitzvah D'Oraita. It all fits. And you can look at all these various takanot, and they're all basically in similar sorts of rules as the Torah rules, because God's will.
So that's
right. This shall presuming.
That explains that we say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvot Tav Tzivanu. Like God didn't command us to light the candles, but right.
The Chazal commanded us, and God commanded us to listen to Chazal, and the idea that Chazal made this in the model of the Torah.
Right.
And they had a right to shall presuminisa. So the model for presuminisa. Hi,
Abba. I'm so sorry. Arna's sick, and the kids are home from school, and I have Opan in like an hour, so I have to go run and try and get groceries. I really wanted to come, and I'm really sad. But okay. I have to.
Oh, I hope he feels better. Oh, no.
What?
Hi.
No, we have to go. We have to go do our errands. Okay, I'm so sorry. I really wanted to join them.
Oh, no, that's fine. Everyone feel better.
Okay, thank you.
It was cool.
Okay, we love you. Okay. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Yes. Okay, that was the end.
Okay.
Now on recording. Okay, so the right to the model for Pesumin Nisa, they try to kill us, we will one less eat, is who mitzvah asay, so people can see it Mitzrayim. It's a Seder. We tell the story of our meal. Kamokain, Pesumin Nisa shall ne saman. So that's where Purim is clearly modeled after Pesach. We have a mitzvah of eating. We tell the story. Gam kein derech sipur shel anit. Mitkayim b'kriya Megillah. We read Megillah in public. We tell the story. Kulamar, presumin nisa midaraita. In other words, the idea of presumin is of prophesizing a miracle from the Torah law, umi divrei Kabbalah, and from the way that the Chazal put it. Mitkayim b'derech hativit shel presum. You're what you call naturally publicizing, which is hani hartzat devarim. It means lecturing, giving speeches. We call kach mitamim, and therefore hartzat devarim, as it means to lecture, to give a speech. The Google Translate tells me. We talk kach mitamim, and therefore we are flexed.
Astounded.
Astounded. We're bothered by this. When we get to this, the nes of the menorah, the miracle, the oil lasted for 8 days, the moed of Hanukkah, when it comes to Hanukkah. Well, pure some shall nes menorah, in a nasa klali de koko shall dibur. Because we don't the pirsum, the mitzvah is pirsum and nisui, to publicize the miracle, but we don't talk about it. We don't tell the story at all. There's no talking. The practical action, we actually recreate the miracle. We don't recreate, there's no mitzvah recreating the miracle of Pesach. I mean, people may do that again as your minhag, but that's not what the mitzvah is. And clearly having a Purim reenactment parade is an important part of Purim, but it isn't the mitzvah of Pesach Nisa, right? So that's kind of the Jewish custom that's grown up around it to fill a gap. But the mitzvah of Trishmanisa Purim is to tell the story. Mitzvah is by Hanukkah is to reenact the miracle.
Yep.
Which is different. So Rav Huna connects the miracle. So in order to connect this,
well, you know, Pesach is a little in between because we eat, you know, we do things. We eat the maror,
Right,
and so we also said you have to reenact it so you're experiencing it, you know.
We're supposed to feel that
it's
we're
in between.
Right. We don't actually, even eating maror isn't reenacting the miracle. It's Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We don't do anything to leave Egypt or kill firstborns.
Right.
Okay, I mean, you know, there are minhagim to do that, to walk around the table and, you know.
Right.
Fighting to beat themselves with the scallions and all that, but that's not, the mitzvah of Pirsum Nisa is to tell the story.
Is the Haggadah. Okay.
So, and he says, you know, what we were just talking about, that the miracle of Nesach HaShemen wasn't such a big deal because that's what happened every day. It's more every day of the Beit HaMikdash. One of those routine miracles that happened in Beit HaMikdash, like the fact that you had always had room to bow down and the pregnant women never got sick from the smell, those miracles. One of the miracles was the fact that the Ner Maravi, the westernmost lamp of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, stayed lit longer than the oil could possibly burn. That was routine. This is the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara, it's a whole section that talks all about Hanukkah. Meitiv Rav Shesha. Rav Shesha has a question. On a pasuk about the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan. The menorah was set up just outside the curtain that covered the Eidut. The Aron. Famous question, does God need the light of the menorah? Why do we need to light candles in the Beit HaMikdash? Look, all 40 years, God had this pillar of fire. Miraculous fire outside. Why could just bring it inside? God doesn't need us to light the candle there. Ella Eidut. But no, it was an Eidut. Not that the parochet, it was not, the menorah was not in front of the Eidut. The menorah itself was the Eidut. It was a testimony. He's a Baya Olam. It was a proof. It was testimony to the rest of the world. She'ashchina shurabi Yisrael. That the Shechina dwelt among B'nai Yisrael. That's what the menorah did. What was that testimony? Marav. The answer is Zoner Ma'aravi, the westernmost lamp. Shenote b'shemek midah chaburoteha, that you would put the oil in there, just like everything. And just the same amount of oil in every one of the lamps. Menahayim adlik ubahayim asayim mayim, and it would be the first to be lit. It would be the last to go out. It would last longer than all the rest of the lamps, even with the same amount of oil. That was a Ner Ma'aravi. Put him with the point that there are a lot of subtle miracles in the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah talks about the Arba Asar Nisim Nasu Lava Kenet, the Beit HaMikdash. We know that from Perkei Avot. But only the menorah is called the Eidut. It's a testimony for the presence of Shekhinah. Why is there a testimony? And he says because it wasn't so much that there's a miracle, because God does miracles. Okay, we know that. But it's the fact that it's that we, as human beings, do a mitzvah of Hadlakat Neiros. And inherently in the mitzvah, Hashem shows his approval of that mitzvah by performing the miracle. We light the candles. So, and if you listen to Rabbi Foreman, that was the basic theme of what he says Hanukkah is all about. We light candles and God says, this is good. I'm going to give you a miracle that's going to last longer than you think.
Yeah.
So Nesach Hashem is exactly the same way. It lasted longer than you expected. So it wasn't a change it was a change in that they came back to Beit HaMikdash. That was a sign the Shekhinah was still there, the same Midut. You know, and this is the man, it's worth looking at how Hanukkah is described in the Gemara. My Hanukkah. That's the Gemara's question. What is Hanukkah? And the ellipsis here, Rabbi Foreman talks about, is that you can't have eulogy, you can't eulogize, you can't fast on that day. Listen to his cheer on that. But the history is, when the Greeks entered the Beit HaMikdash, Timu Koshmanim Shebehechal, they defiled all the oil. And when the Chashmonim won and reconquered the Beit HaMikdash, they only found one cruse of oil that still had a hechsher on it, a little plumb in the seal on it. It was enough to light one day. And the miracle happened, and it lasted for 8 days. And we can assume that it wasn't that they kept pouring the oil out and there was more oil in it after they poured it out, but that it, the flame itself lasted 8 days. So the next year, they established the holiday for those 8 days of Hallel and Hoda. We say Hallel, we thank God for the miracle, and everyone asks the Gemara, where's the candle lighting? There's no candle, right? The next year, this is the holiday is established as Yom Tovim B'Hallel Hoda. It never says anywhere in the Gemara that they established the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Gemara talks about the halachas of Ner Chanukah, so obviously everybody knows it, but that's not the description of the history. There's no lighting candles there.
Great.
The Gemara answers, along with other answers, is that the holiday wasn't about the Neis Bach Hashem. The holiday was for the independence. Right? Gavra Malchut Beit Chashmoni V'Yitzchum, as Rambam says, they reestablished Jewish sovereignty for 200 years. The miracle of Pach HaShemen was a side point. This is the Maharal of there. Bim Tomar. You're gonna ask. The miracle was in lighting the candles. They should have established the mitzvah of lighting candles. That's not mentioned. Okay. That really a miracle that you should thank God for, say hallel for, is for the salvation, for the independence. They regained the Beit Midas, they would fight for 3 more years, they would establish an independent kingdom. The miracle that you could do the mitzvah was not something you need to say hallel over. Because you could have used the tamei oil to light the menorah also. He adds Raila Bo, and the proof is Kibal Anisim. When we say Anisim, Lo Hiskrun Anes Hashel Neira Klal. There's no mention of the Nes of the oil lasting for 8 days. That's not mentioned in Al Anisim when we talk about the miracle. That's when we actually tell the story. Yishtamar, and the answer is Sheikar Masha Kavu Yimechana Gubishvil Masha Nitzko Anteyavanim. The reason why Chanukah is there is because of the victory over the Greeks. But that people didn't necessarily acknowledge that the victory was the hand of God. They won because they were great soldiers. Just as that God did it. It wasn't because of their own power. So the miracle of the oil proves that God's hand was still involved and that this whole incident was miraculous, including the victory itself. We should thank God for the victory also. And this is from an essay by Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, who's one of the Rebbeim at YU, arguing that perhaps Halakha Ne'erot was not part of the original Hanukkah, as Gemara said. There was no mitzvah of lighting candles for Hanukkah. You said Hallel, you didn't have a Tanya on that day. The original Hanukkah took place at a time when the Beit HaMikdash was standing. There was no need to institute a new mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles when the original menorah in the Beit HaMikdash was being kindled. That was Langenkamp.
Oh.
In the menorah.
Oh.
And you had the, and the Nes Ne'amarevi was, that was Hanukkah lighting. And everywhere in your own city, you said Hallel, and you got the day off from work. Only after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Zecher LeKorban, they established the mitzvah of lighting candles in everybody's home. That's
when?
A hypothesis. We don't know that for sure.
When? We don't know when.
Right. Presumably at, you know, after 70, when, you know, there no longer is a menorah, then we light candles in the homes. Replace them as a symbolic for what was going on then. So the Nes HaHashem was the Edut. Yeah.
But
the Shekhinah,
at the time of the Gemara, they're lighting candles, obviously, right?
They are lighting candles, right. Yeah, at the time of the Gemara, they're lighting candles. The Gemara all talks about what, you know, where can you put your Hanukkah lights.
Oh, right, and what they can be made out of and all that, right.
Right, but in the original history, as described by the Gemara, that the next year, when they established the holiday of Hanukkah, they didn't have, according to this understanding, they didn't have, there wasn't part of the takana at that point was not to light candles.
Right.
That came later.
Right.
That was just like the fact that we carry our lulav and esrog 7 days on Sukkot. That's Zecher LeKorban.
Oh.
The Torah just says the first day.
Oh.
Take your lulav for the first day. In the Beit Midrash, they would do hakafot around every day. So you remember that by doing that every day outside the Beit Midrash.
Yeah.
So Rav Huttner says, to put together that explains why when Chazal did the mitzvah to remember the miracle, that kind of was to recreate the miracle, not just talk about it. This is the Pachad Yitzchak.
But we have no references to when they made that takana.
We do not.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay.
So the idea that it was only after the korban is a hypothesis.
Right.
Okay, we're not dying the miracle, but again, the very lighting of the menorah was a reenactment of that miracle every day. Mm-hmm. So since this edut of the menorah, the menorah represents is not built on Mashakarashinu but Teva Benera Maravi. It's not based on the fact that it was a miracle. That's not the edut. There are kamaho fat shall shinu teva hiyabi mikdash. So can this curla el? Because there were lots of small miracles in the Beit Midash. as we mentioned before. Now the Ikar Torah te edut shall menorah. Why did menorah is called an edut, testimony? Because we do a mitzvah and that involves the miracle. Hashem puts his stamp of approval on what we're doing. Mekach, therefore, pirsum ha'olam, that the appropriate kind of publicizing that miracle, the most appropriate way to publicize this kind of miracle, we don't talk about it. Because the miracle wasn't the important part. It was the fact we did a mitzvah. Therefore, publicizing should also be done by publicizing a mitzvah.
How are you translating this Shinui Teva, which appears twice?
A miracle, a change in nature. Something unnatural.
Oh, haya. Wait. Mikivan she ikaro shel nes. Lo haya b'shinui teva.
Right. That the essence of what was the ikaro, but what makes it important was not the shinui teva, but the fact it was part of that we do a mitzvah and then we have the shinui teva. See, that's the important part. It's not to say there was a miracle.
Okay.
That, yes. Yeah, miracles are good. God exists, but the idea was that it was connected to our actions.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we want to say, that we're doing something here. But we're going to go, write some explanation. Where do you get to the, how do you get to the Hanukkah and why that's important here? And part of that goes back to the fact that there's a better answer, a simpler answer, why Chazal didn't model Hanukkah after Pesach.
Oh,
even
there
they called the Tikkun Rabbanan.
Right.
Okay. That we need a Torah model for making our holidays, but there's another holiday where we reenact the miracle. We don't talk about it, and that's Sukkot. right?
Right.
You've heard the connect me to fountain service, right? Right. The miracle was, says that Sukkot Teshuvah Shivat Yamim, you will dwell in Sukkot for 7 days. Well, Zrach Israel Yeshuvah Sukkot, Leman Yidid Orachem, so that your generation should know, Kiva Sukkot or Shavdi Bnei Israel. I brought Bnei Israel and Sukkot, so in order that you are going to reenact it. We're not going to talk about it. There's no mitzvah of talking about going out in Sukkot. The mitzvah is to do it. That's the model. We know that Hanukkah was a sort of substitute for Sukkot. This is Sefer Makkabim in the Hebrew translation. This is Makkabim Bet, where it says that when they reconquered and rededicated the Beit HaMikdash, it built a new Mizbeach, explicitly, they celebrated this new holiday of Hanukkah Tabayit for 8 days, corresponding to the 8 days of Sukkot. So there's Sukkot Shemiyat Terah. Yiskut Yamim, Mikedem, and they remembered the previous years, the Chalgemat Chaga Sukkot Paharim Marot, not previous years, 2 months before, when they had been celebrating the Sukkot, not in the Beit HaMikdash, but in the hills and in the caves. Yitzu B'Yishimon, when they were wandering in the wilderness, Kebe Motzadeh, like wild animals, and they were on the run from the Greeks. Yichu Arvei Nachol Kapot Paharim, and they brought Aravos and Lulavim, Yeshiru Shir, Shevach Vadel Hashem, and they said Hallel, and the Beit Midash, Asheratana, Lahem Oz, Uchuala, Tehar Beit Midashenu, for God who gave them the strength to purify the Beit Midash. The original Hanukkah, Lahalo Hodot, was specifically there in the model of Sukkot. And in case you think that Sefer Makkabim is too apocryphal and academic, and we want some really from source, we're going to quote the Sas Emes. Okay, so this means it's kosher.
Sukkot doesn't celebrate a miracle as a historical, well, I guess that was a miracle. The 40 years.
Right, I mean, we're going to talk about what the miracle is in a moment. Okay. So I just want to quote the Sas Emes here. He's quoting the Ma'oz Torah, the piyut we all sing, B'nei b'na yimei shmona kavu shir unanim, that those of understanding established a, right, 8 days of shir unanim, of song and singing. And he mentions another connection with Sukkot, time of Beit Shammai. You know, Beit Hillel, there's a machloket whether how you light candles. Beit Hillel says you get added new candle every day. Beit Shammai says you start with 8 and go down. Keneged Pare Hachad, just like the Karbanot of Chagas Sukkot. Again, that's another connection, right? Just like on Sukkot, you bring 14 cows first day, 13, 12, 11, you go down. So to your candles, you start out with 8, and you go down from there. Nira. And it appears to the Sas Emes, second Gerer Rebbe, the Talu Hayamim b'Chagas Sukkot, that they made the connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot, he mistama, because it makes sense, but Otashana, that year, Yisliku b'nei Yisrael b'chodesh Tishrei b'tshuva tefillah, that they spent Tishrei doing tshuva and davening. It says that Makkabim, right, they're out in the field, they couldn't bring their kavanot on Sukkot, or in Rosh Hashanah, or any of those holidays, because they were out fighting the wars, they were out there in the caves and hills. They were davening. They're religious. They understood that these days here that they established as the holiday were basically still still taking the light of Sukkot. It's a continuation of Sukkot. I day said Slichu b'chag Sukkot b'chinat pari achag, so chematim koach shivim umot, that the symbolism of the cows, the 70 cows that go fewer and fewer, like the power of the other nations are going down with time. That's what their tefillah was, the Nigbar of Apollo B'Chanukah, and that became real in Chanukah when they actually defeated the power of the Greeks. That their dabbing on Sukkot allowed them to win the battle in Chanukah.
They didn't celebrate Sukkot for so many years, so now we're going to make up for it. Is there a sense of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what it says, right?
We're going to make up. I think that's what
it says. By Yachogu Chagasem, by Imi Kimei Chagasukkot. They had basically, the war had been going on for 3 years. So
that's the 8 days comes nice with that.
Right, right. That's exactly what Maccabim says. And that's what the Sfas Emes says as well.
Why eight nuts?
Total with Shmini Atzeret.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the whole holiday season is okay. 8 days.
Nice.
Right, that's the tip of Chachma Hiskiul. That's the Chachma Bnei Bina. So what's going on? Shmoy Yamim Kimeachad. 8 days of Hanukkah corresponding to the 8 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeret plus the 8 days. And there are lots of connections. Hanukkah mm-hmm. Sukkot all the time. All the we talk about that. All the halachot of Hanukkah are connected to the halachot of Sukkot. Let's take the Enda, right? The Tikkun. But here's a couple of examples again. Gemara and Shabbos. That near Shalchanaka Hnichla Mala Meeshim Amah Pasupsula, you can't have your menorah, your chanukia over 20 amos, like just like your sukkah can't be more than 20 amos high, because you don't see that high. It does not connect it anymore. Just like you see the schach on top, you see the menorah. Same Pesum and Nisa. That's what the sukkah is. Pesum and Nisa of the nase that we were protected by the Amei Kavod. And similarly, Malustapik Minoya Sukkah Shal Kol Shiva, that the idea that you can't get any benefit from the decorations in your sukkah, and that comes from, or it's connected to, you. Asherah Hartzot Ma'o Kneged Ner Chanukah. You can't count your money by the light of the menorah. You can't use the menorah. You can't use the light of the menorah. You can't use your sukkah for other purposes. And again, the Gemara learns the one halakha from the other one. The connection is always there.
Huh.
Another more subtle one connection is the fact that the season for Bikurim starts on Shavuot, and that's when the big celebration was, but you could bring your Bikurim anytime until Sukkot, which is the end of Chag HaSif. That's when you bring all your fruits in. That's the deadline. But if you've ever been in a Jewish organization, they have a deadline, and they immediately say, we've extended the deadline because we didn't get enough responses, right? It always happens. So that's the halacha by Bikurim also. The season ends with Sukkot, but we extend the deadline to Hanukkah. That's a halacha.
I never thought of the Sukkot or the Sukkah as Persuma Denisa.
Yeah.
There's no thing about building a Sukkah where people will see it, Dafka, right?
That's true. But it is recreating a miracle there. And it's l'man yedu. Now, the implication that you're supposed to know what you're doing in there. But it's presumably for your own family, I think, at that point. You know, you're supposed to know what this book is about.
Well, we're Mahadrim, and we used to put it in our driveway.
Okay, that's good.
Very visible, Presuma Denisa.
That's good. And that's important. I think that's a good thing. So this is a Mishnah in Bikurim. That Mechag Bad Chanukah, so that you were late to bring your Bikurim, then you go from Sukkot until Chanukah, maybe in a Korah, you can bring it, but you don't recite the whole Vidui, Army of Eravi, but you're late, but it's okay. Rabbi Beviter Omer, no, maybe the Korah is still okay. So Chanukah, bring Bikurim. Rabbi Nun talks about, well, Chanukah is the season, well, end of the end of the olive harvest season, so you still had your fruits presumably coming in until then. So still kind of a part of the Chag HaSif. But this is the way the Sfas Emes looks at it. Adoni Avi Zakeni, so he's my grandfather. So Sfas Emes was the second Ger Rebbe's grandfather. The Chiddush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe. Quoting him, Mori Rebbe Zal, Hera Remez, the Mishnah. He saw a hint in the Mishnah, Mechag Bar Chanukah, maybe Be'er Kori. The fact that Bikurim goes from Sukkot until Hanukkah. Lomar ad Kafe B'Kislev, and it's specifically called Hanukkah. Doesn't talk about it as a time of year, the 25th of Kislev or Rosh Chodesh Tevet, anything like that. And says there Moses, there's a hint there that there's a connection of Hanukkah there to Bikurim. Ki nimshach ha'arat ha'chag ad Chanukah. That's the, he likes that, the expression, the light of Sukkot extends to Hanukkah. Be the nira, ki that the renewal of the new year, the half starts with Tishrei, the spirit of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Sukkot, Nimshach Ad Ata, goes all the way into Hanukkah. Okay, maybe I'd be Oy Bikurim, Sh'oda Zaman Bechal Rashid Hashanah. This is still beginning of the year. So Hanukkah is a continuation of Sukkot by other means. to misquote Clausewitz. So it makes sense to say that you can end a rite of Hanukkah is based on Sukkot. That's what we're looking at there. So that since Sukkot is recreating the miracle, rather than talking about, that's what we do on Hanukkah as well. And the question you ask is, what miracle are we talking about? What miracle is it that we do? What's the Sukkot? Man yedu dor kiva Sukkot or shak ben Israel. And
my Sukkot. My Sukkot.
The answer is that there's machlok in the Gemara. What Sukkot is it? Sukkot mamash, talking about the physical tents booths that they made, or was it the Anei Kavod? And the Torah famously actually paskens. The halacha is that we hold it's Sukkot she'om rakatuv she'o shivana b'hem him Anei Kavod. What you're supposed to think about in the Sukkah is the Anei Kavod. Gifan b'hem that they were surrounded so they wouldn't be hurt by the drought or the sun. The dogma is that Sivana Sot Sukkot. That's why we have to make a sukkah kadeshi nizkor leflotav in aratav, which remember God's miracle. That's the miracle. The Anei Kavod.
You don't like Anei Kavod? No, because the text tells you why you're doing it. The Torah tells you. Because I
okay. The question is, what is
you know?
Keep us a Sukkot Hoshavti. So what is okay? What does Sukkot Hoshavti mean?
I don't like it as a halachic. Sounds kabbalistic, what? Not halachic.
Yes. So that's a, that becomes very interesting. Why do we pasuk in Agadata?
Yeah.
I think that's important. There, the Torah is best basically exactly saying that is that you should be thinking of this as Anei Kavod. Because what are the Anei Kavod? That when it says Sukkot, it's not talking about that God didn't make Sukkot for us. We did our own tent, made our own tent. It's the schach, it's the protection that God gave us. Mm-hmm. And then the idea of Shiva Adonim Kedvim, that there's seven times it mentions clouds when they traveled. And the, from the Sifri it says, Abba Ruchot, there was one on each side, right, left, front, back, right, the four walls of the Sukkah. Echad lamala and one on top. That's the schach. Echad lamata and one underneath. Echad the same and the one, the pillar of cloud before them, which I won't talk about so much. Menamechet gavoh magbiat hanamuch, that would level the land. Hareg nechashim ukravim, wipe out the snakes and scorpions, level so that they could travel.
So what halachic? What are the halachic ramifications of saying it was the ananim and not something else?
But part of that in looking at the commentaries on the Torah say is that part of it, you should be aware of that. That's part of the mitzvah is l'man yedu dor techem. You should be thinking about that. You should be aware that this is represent, right. You should be aware, part of what, right.
Yeah.
But to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah, it's not just sitting in the sukkah, but being aware that you should be thinking, this is God protecting me.
Okay, it kind of, not good. The big, we don't talk about it too much.
We don't, so that, yeah, so I don't want to talk too much about that, but yeah, yeah. That's the question, whether do we hold like a Torah in this sense that we really care about the Agadah society?
Okay.
I mean, that's not a simple question. There's more to be said about that, but not in the next 18 minutes, not when we're talking about Hanukkah.
Okay.
But I want to talk about the Anei Kavod. Okay, because the problem with this model is that you have the, you know, the Anei Kavod, you have the, we're surrounded by Anei Kavod, but what is this Echad Lamata underneath?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, you know, the mitzvah of Sukkah is walls and a roof. There's no mitzvah of floor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way the Ketav Sabbalah puts it. Betev Aram, the Mizrahi says, Lo yadati, may perish Echad Lamata. I don't understand what we're talking about. About there was an anan underneath, four sides, top. The Amar, it seems to me, Shemorah anan achar hayal lahem lamatam maragleim. There was anan underneath their feet. Medavar ken, and if that's the case, madu lo tzita Torah lasot the sukkah echad lamala v'echad lamata, v'dalim me'arba ruchutehem. Why don't we need a floor in the sukkah?
Yeah.
Right. We need a hub. We need walls, four walls. There should be, if we're thinking about this being, you know, representing the Anei Kavod, that we should require a floor. There's no requirement for floors and stuff, right? Because the sukkah is in the meant to represent these clouds, you must have Israel, Nomato, Nomala Mato, Midalad Mukhateya. So the Kabbalah, Mecklenburg says, we're misinterpreting when it says Echad Lamata. It doesn't mean underneath Bnei Israel, it means there was a cloud on top, the Tzach, and then under that was the Anan that they were within. That's what the Anan is. But he quotes the Yalkut Shimoni, which has a different version of what the clouds were. That served in Israel, but Midbar, Abim Shanaf, went for 40 years. Echad Biminam, one on the right, Echad Salam, one on the left, Echad Mephnehem, one in front of them, Echad Macharam, one behind, four walls, Echad Lamalamehem, one on top, Banan Shechina Beinehem. And the Shechina, the Anan representing the Shechina, was within them itself. Amura Anan, Nasefnehem, and the one in front of them as well. Banan Shechina Shura Ba'olam. That the Shekhinah was within the Ohel, within the tent. Mubor Bazel, we understand from this, Echad Lamata, when it says one below, She'amar HaSifrei, in a tachat kapot raglehem, not talking about under their feet. Imanan She'ya Ba'ol Be'nam, that was what they were in. In other words, the Echad Lamata is the airspace of the sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Anan. We're sitting in, and that's the Zidik Lamata, Kenegad Anan She'alehem, is underneath the Tzach. That we're seeing in the space of the sukkah, and that is the Anana Shechina. So that the Sukkot tell us that the Shechina was in our homes every moment of the day as we were walking. That's what the Anei Kavod means. You couldn't see a cloud. The Gemara talks about that. You'd feel the Shechina.
Okay.
That's the miracle that happened at 40 years. Right, we're sitting in the sukkah, we're sitting in the Shechina itself. That's where we're sitting down and eating. That's what we're supposed to be feeling as we're sitting in the sukkah. We're in the presence of the divine. We're not just surrounded by the Anei Kavod, we're living in the Anei Kavod. So what is that we're celebrating? This is Shechina. So that's another question. Right? Why is sukkah in Tishrei?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If it represents when we went out of Mitzrayim, we should have had sort of a 14-day holiday in Nisan. We'll go straight from Pesach, go after pizza, and then immediately go into Sukkot. And Sukkot is Tishrei. This is the Gra.
You should have.
Haven, I'm sorry?
No, that, right.
This is the Gra's, famous Gra's answer. Haven Shehu Neged Hekes Anei Kavod. If Sukkot corresponds to that fact that we're surrounded by the Anei Kavod, we should have done it in Nisan. That's when we left out. That's when the Anan and the Kavod started. Aval Nira, it appears, but the Shechina left Bnei Israel at the Egel. And didn't come back until they started building the Mishkan. That's when Shechina came back. So when did they start building the Mishkan?
Mm-hmm. On Sukkot.
Moshe Yerad by Yom Kippurim. Well, right. So Moshe comes down with the second Sevukot on Yom Kippur. That's the Salati Kibarech. That's the Yom HaSlicha. So then after the day after Marchat Yom Kippurim, Bakel Moshe V'tipah Mulach HaMishkan. So the next day, he starts commanding about the Mishkan. Then you'd be Alf Tishrei, Petav Am Hivio Ode Devav Boker Boker. They spent 2 days getting the stuff. That should be a mem with optical character recognition. 2 days, Shari Yud Gimel Tishrei, 3 minutes, the 30th Tishrei, Yud Dal Tishrei, Netzel Kochacham Lev, Mimoshe, the Zahavs, and then they took everything. The Mini Mishkal, the Tetvav, Tidchil Lasso. So clearly they started building it. The groundbreaking for the Mishkan was on the 15th day of Tishrei. And that's when the Shekhinah came back to Bnei Israel. That the Sukkot is not about leaving, it's not about the Anei Kavod when he left Mitzrayim, but the Anei Kavod that came back after the Cheder Egel. We could bring the Shekhinah back. That's the day of the groundbreaking for the Mishkan. And it was a side point that Kafei Kislev in Chagai was the day of the groundbreaking for the second Beit HaMikdash. Well, before Hanukkah. If you look, if you look in the text of Haggai, he gets this nevuah on the 24th of the ninth month. It says, tomorrow you got to start building the Beit HaMikdash. So it's clear from Say Maccabim that the day of Kafei Kislev was chosen by the Greeks to defile the Beit HaMikdash, and the day was chosen by the Maccabim to re-inaugurate it. So it goes back to this, the second one. So that clearly was a, you know, Kafei Kislev was an old holiday going way back. That's another shear. But again, this, that Sukkot represented the groundbreaking for the Mishkan, and that the Shechina came back to Chet HaEgel. So Hanukkah is the same thing. It's a celebration of the return of Shechina after the Churban. They built the Beit HaMikdash when they came back, and there was no sense of Shechina. As soon as they light the menorah and the candle lights, that's the Edut that the Shechina is through in Israel, that the Shechina has come back. But the difference between that and Pesach is that what we're doing with the sense of Shechina is that it's not about history. It's not seeing ourselves back then, but saying that right now we're living in the presence of the Shechina. We live in the Sukkah to show that we're it, right, that we are right here and we can feel the God around us. Similarly, like Hanukkah lights to show that Shechina has infused our homes. Miles on Sukkah, not Pesach. That's not, we're not retelling the past. We're appreciating the present. We're making it happen here. Right? We're bringing the light into our house, as Rabbi Foreman puts it. And that requires an act of development. Bringing the Shechina to our homes requires us to do something.
Maybe we should light inside, outside. Maybe we should light, maybe we should bring our outdoor menorah inside. Not
I think it counts to do it outside. It's to say, it's, you know, but it's into Beit Tel. It's your household doing it to say that it's there. Okay, and that's what he says. That so we recreate that mitzvah. We're doing that. Edut Hila Bayi Olam. Right, Edut Hila Bayi Olam. Right, that's what you're doing. Shechina Shura B'Yisrael. That's what you're doing outside. You're telling everyone we have the Shechina is in our home. That's what you're lighting candles to say, just like it was then. So to say. So that's why Rafner says that we have to do something to bring it in. We say Basmanazeh is literal. Konokia is the Edut Shechina is here with us now. That's what you have in mind.
Right.
Right now, we are doing this miracle. So when you light a candle, it's the same name. Light the Chanukiah, and you're saying, the Shechina is here in my home.
I always thought, Bayamim Ahim Basman Hazeh meant he does miracles then and now, always doing miracles. But Michael taught me that no, it means the miracle happened back then. In this part of the calendar.
So that Michael's way is the literal, the prosaic way of reading it. Your way is the poetic way of reading it. And I think both are good. Do you have poetry in your soul or not?
Okay, this, I like this. I didn't like, you know, the Torah tells us why we're sitting in Sukkot. And then to, it's very nice to put the ananim, but not to make it the halacha. The Torah tells us. So where are they coming in? Don't like it.
Okay. What is Basukot Hoshavti Bnei Yisrael? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean the ananim.
I don't know. I mean, is that mean, what does it mean then to say that God made Sukkot? You know, we talk about God made clothing for Adam and Chav. God didn't make Sukkot for Bnei Yisrael. They didn't come down from heaven. The food manna came from heaven. They had to build their own Sukkot.
Right, they build their own Sukkot. But it has nothing to do with the Ananei HaKavod. That's a very nice thing.
Oh, okay. It's the best thing is that reading Sukkot means simply to cover. Say that Sukkot means a tent, that's translated. So I don't think it's not far off to say that. The Sukkot Hoshavti means I protected Bnei Yisrael.
Maybe.
So again, that's more of discussion for Sukkot, right. Not for Hanukkah.
Right, that's for Sukkot. And then there's the whole thing, But what it really means is the place of Sukkot, the city or the geographic area, Kibba Sukkot, Bisukkot Hoshavti, on the night you left, you know, because it says in the Torah they went
I'm not a fan of that interpretation at all, because it doesn't fit with a whole lot else. Their staging area was in a place called Sukkot. I would argue the other way around, because that's where they put their Sukkot, rather than we call it Sukkot because that's the first day. It's Hoshav Ben Israel, it's for 40 years.
You know, there's a whole Yaakov in Sukkot, Yaakov stopped in Sukkot.
That city of Sukkot is far away from Egypt.
This one? Yeah. Anyway.
So Yaakov Sukkot is a city on the other side of the yard.
It's fun to see Hanukkah like included in the Shalosh Regalim and in all the Torah mitzvot. And Hanukkah is part of it. It's fun.
That's very spot. It's worth reading the Sfas Emes on that. He made this parallel between the three Regalim and the three Drabbanans. Basically, he puts that Sukkot corresponds to Hanukkah, Purim is the Kibbutz of the Kibbutz, corresponds to Shavuot, his model. You can read all this, where it was Nasa B'Nishma. And then corresponding to Pesach, Yom HaTzma'ut, is Yom HaTzma'ut.
Wow.
Now, obviously, the Sfas Emes doesn't know about Yom HaTzma'ut because he's, you know, almost 100 years before that. But he's saying that there's a gap here that needs to be filled by a holiday to celebrate Shivatia. That's a gap that needs to be filled.
Wow. That's cool.
So that whether our Yom HaTzma'ut is the Shmichat Ruatenu, I'm going to leave to the religious people. But anyway, Sfas Emes says there is a gap here. There's a place to put a Durabanan mitzvah correspond to Pesach. And that is the holiday of Shivatia that we don't have yet in the Sfas Emes model.
Very interesting.
You argue that you do have now.
Right.
I'm going to stop here. It is now almost 1:30.